This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Berman. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington as part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. Ibrahim told local media that he went on a two-day visit to Damascus and contacted Tice's mother to tell her that he would continue to work on her son's file. U.S. President Donald Trump has adopted the case of the freelance journalist and former U.S. Marine who disappeared while reporting in Syria in 2012. The head of the World Health Organization warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. 11 months into the pandemic that has killed more than 1.2 million people, hurt economies, and turned daily lives inside out, he said relying on promising but as yet unproven vaccines was a risky bet. Giving his closing remarks to the World Health Assembly via video link, the WHO chief added that the world needed to invest more and place a higher value on healthcare. On Monday, U.S. drug maker Pfizer said a vaccine they are developing was 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial. The results need to be confirmed by safety data. Updates to the U.S. citizenship test will require applicants to answer more questions than before and could slow down the number of tests administered each day. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced the updated test now has 128 civic items to study and will require applicants to answer 20 questions instead of 10. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Iota has formed in the Caribbean and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane as it approaches Central America. It could wreak havoc in a region where people are still grappling with more than 120 deaths and many more missing in the aftermath of Hurricane Eta. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Iota could bring dangerous wind, storm surge, and rainfall to Nicaragua and Honduras by Sunday night. There were no coastal warnings or watches in effect as of Friday afternoon. Iota is the 30th named storm of this year's record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season. Anti-government protesters took to the streets of Santiago on Friday, facing down police in riot gear and blasts from water cannons. Protests in Chile began a little over a year ago to call for reforms to the pension, healthcare, and education systems. Chileans poured into the country's main squares late last month after voters gave a ringing endorsement to a plan to tear up the country's Pinochet-era constitution in favor of a new charter drafted by citizens. Civilians fleeing fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region described bombing by government jets, shooting on the streets, and killings with machetes as they join thousands of refugees crossing into neighboring Sudan. Speaking to Reuters in the Sudanese border town of Al-Fashqa, which is hosting more than 7,000 refugees, witnesses gave first accounts from the ground of the escalating conflict in Tigray, where government forces are battling fighters loyal to rebellious local leaders. The prime minister of Ethiopia has said the government jets are bombing military targets in Tigray, including arms depots and equipment controlled by local forces. A convoy of Russian peacemakers reached the town of Shusha in the Nagorno-Karabakh region on Friday and met with Azeri soldiers. Turkish and Azeri flags were seen over a checkpoint in Shusha, known by the Armenians as Sushi, which sits on a mountaintop overlooking Stepanakert. The city is regarded as the enclave's capital by its ethnic Armenian administration. Footage filmed by Reuters, which is the only international news agency to report from the Shusha region, shows columns of troop carriers and APCs flying Russian flags entering the town, which Azerbaijan said it captured on Sunday. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Berman, VOA News.